High times. Inflation made buzz chasing a group effort, and so we'd throw in our fives till they added up to an offer worth the weed man's crosstown trek, split and gut dump cigarillos preparing for the arrival of our cologne, our bloodshot slits, our giggle fits we were too man to call giggle fits. And in Dahomey's sky blue big body, we cruised the countryside of our small college town searching for spots to park and spark convos that, once high enough, always landed on our fathers. How they are moons orbiting new planets, or stars that died so long ago their light is but a celestial whisper. And our mothers, how they dirtied their hands sculpting us from the mud of their gardens. How a nigga can die over that one. This was our cover anytime one of us let a daisy fall from our lips. Blood had to follow or you risked looking like a sapling, and we smoked all the trees back then, so it was best not to mold oneself after something that couldn't withstand the heat of a ruthless ribbon. It was all in fun, but say some soft shit and you'd be every color of baby bitch, even as we choked back tears yearning to be undammed. It's not that we didn't know empathy. It's more that we were told flowers had no place amid man talk, lest they be sour and sticky to the touch and made into something we could inhale and hold on to. Something that wouldn't leave unless we blew it away. And so, bless the burning in our chests, the near suffocation, bless the choke and sweat and the first nigga to crack the hot box seal. Bless the highway as we glide atop its hum heading home, and the bag. Bless the bud and the hands that prepared it. And bless the times we, almost, slipped free of our mannish skins to become boys again, not burdened by anything, not even gravity.